From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Roy Blunt Jr., and Adam Felber. And here again is your host at the Pritzker Pavilion at Millennium Park in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, everybody. Right now it is time for the Listener Limerick Challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to join us on air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Jennifer Page in Boston, Massachusetts.
Hey, how are things in Boston?
Things are great, thanks. It's a beautiful time of year in New England.
It's a great time. It's a great time. The Red Sox are still winning, so everything's all right.
Yep, we're happy.
You're happy. Well, welcome to the show, Jennifer. Carl Castle right here is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here is your first limerick.
The buttons D6 I do stab, so some enzymes I'm able to grab. For late-night blood tests, this machine is the best. It is vending supplies in our
lab?
Yes, in the lab. Be careful getting a snack at the Oregon Health and Science University right next to the typical Coke and Pepsi machines, a new vending machine for scientists that dispenses ice-cold packets of various bacteria, proteins, and enzymes. The machines are a hit with researchers because you never know when you get a hankering for E. coli at 3 in the morning.
Really? Right next to the other vending machines?
Yeah, right next to them. There have been the typical vending machine problems, endless scrambling for change, hitting the wrong button, ending up with a bag of bugles instead of an RNA ladder. And, of course, the constant fear of having a pouch of Ebola virus snag in the dispensing coil. All right, here is your next limerick.
Sucked a cut and then found blood tastes sweet. Well, lay off of that savory treat. If the law said okay, FDA says no way. They'd call human flesh unfit to
eat,
exactly right. Bad news, cannibals. That pleasingly plump guy next to you in the bus may look mouth-watering good, but he's actually chock full of hazardous chemicals. This is disappointing to some. According to health expert Randall Fitzgerald, if cannibalism were legal in this country and our flesh was up for review by the FDA, we would all fail the inspection.
Oh, probably not right now.
Well, on the other hand, exactly. I guess not. But on the other hand, if cannibalism were legal, programming on the Food Network would be a hell of a lot more exciting. Mm. Very good. Here is your last limerick.
Your toddler is really a pain. Here, take this muzzle and chain. The pilot's with us, so don't make a fuss. You'll get your kid kicked off this
plane.
Right. Mm. Parents across the country were up in arms this week over the story of Garen Penland, a 19-month-old who was booted from a flight after repeatedly saying, bye-bye plane, bye-bye plane, after the flight attendant told him to be quiet. Penland and his mother appeared live on Good Morning America for an interview with Diane Sawyer to show the world just what kind of angel Garen really is, and boy, did he show them. He squirmed in his mother's arms, he climbed on the set, he attempted to put Sawyer's pen in his own eye. And he was finally scooped up and hauled off the set so that his mother could complete the interview in peace. His mother said apologetically, he wasn't quite that adventurous on the plane.
I've sat next to that kid so many times. Just not funny anymore.
Carl, how did Jennifer do in our quiz?
Well, Jennifer, you had three correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done, Jennifer. Congratulations.